You know that old saying, play fair, don't play dirty? I think that's like such an important statement and quote in life. When you get older and you grow and you become more mature and you learn from your past trials and tribulations, you respect that quote, you know? Fight fair. Don't fight dirty. And I think that also means when you're an adult, fighting fair. I don't really think there should be a word fight involved in that quote, do you? I think it's more about, you know, being adults and communicating through problems in life. I think that's like being the most fair you can be to yourself, right? Fight fair, don't fight dirty. You know? We all have, as I say, our romper room moments where we dabble back in kinder care as adults. You know, if you find yourself doing that, rear yourself back. I always say, you know, worst thing to do, and I've learned this through years of therapy, and now going through a new therapist just to kind of maneuver through medical changes. You know, I'm taking 100% excuse me, control over my health and decisions and things that are lifelong. And working with the therapist and, you know, indifferences when you're, you know, I'm married, indifferences and, you know, trials and tribulations when you're married, you go through, you know, no marriage is perfect by any means. No relationship's perfect. Let's just face it. You know, no relationship is perfect. No friendship's perfect either. You know, you go through trials and tribulations. You may feel sometimes you want to play dirty. You want to get down and dirty. Dirtiest you ever been. That's your emotions talking, by the way, when you do that. Great therapy makes you realize, makes you see, makes you actually do a life inventory or reflect and to rear yourself back before you make emotional decisions or emotional reactions or even an action. You learn to fight fair. Just keep the fight out of it, right? Just to be fair in indifferences in life is the way I look at it. I think we all have that moment when clarity is not really mentally in your mind. I think hurt, when you get hurt, makes you do stupid things, makes you say stupid things, makes you do stupid things. We all do stupid things. Nobody's perfect, and we've all played in a romper room as adults. Did you catch yourself doing it? Remove yourself from kinder care, because last time you looked in the mirror, you're not 5 years old anymore. Work through your indifferences fairly. No? So, I don't know why you may have indifferences with someone and you're not able to be adults and work out your indifferences, regardless of friendships, coworker, whatever, situation, whatnot. You know, all I gotta say is, you know, before you start playing unfairly and you start working off of emotions, you know, I've been guilty, everybody's guilty of it. Rear yourself back, reflect, don't work off of emotion. Because you can really make a jackass of yourself. I'm just going to say that. We all made jackasses of ourselves. It's okay, folks. It's not R-rated. This is unfiltered podcast. Don't make yourself to be a jackass in life. Least amount possible. We all have emotions. We all go through trials and tribulations, and you're allowed to go through emotions. You know, I've learned that too. You're allowed to free yourself. Go through the emotions. Sometimes it's the safest place to do that is underneath the roof of your own four walls and not take it out of the compound of those four walls in your home. If you find yourself doing it, you know, you gotta look and think, okay, you know, I'm acting irrationally, okay? I'm acting off my emotions, and I need to think logically before I do it. And give yourself 24 hours before you think of reacting whichever way you're going to. Because people can be the damnedest people. Society can be the damnedest society. People don't, what is it, play nice? People don't play nice. People can get downright dirty. Play dirty, right? Been a long day. Get back home, lay down. This too shall pass. In prior podcasts, you try new drugs and things because you're wanting to extend your life. Sometimes the side effects can kick your ass. I had one of those side effects, so get home and rest it off. This too shall pass. Get back to my 100% self. But you know, people can just be nasty in this day and age society. I just could leave it on this note, you know? And going to get gas. You know how you go to a gas station and there's no political correctness. I think if I owned a gas station franchise owner or just an owner, I think I'd put arrows letting people know this way if the tank's on this side of your car, this lane if the tank's on this side of your car. There's no political correctness when you go to a gas station. Everybody just pulls in which way. I was one of those people. I get gas when I'm out. I pull in, everybody's pulling in multi ways, you know what I'm talking about. Nobody knows if they're left or right. This guy pulls in, I would assume probably a work truck, I don't know. Just pulls right in front of me. You know, my tank's on the right side. Hello. I have no idea what this guy's doing. I've got plenty of room on the left side. Need to pass me. I'm literally just going to pull up after I pull up. Just sit there. I just knew. This person must have had a bad day or something. I'm going to take it out on somebody. What I said before, don't take out your unhappiness on other people. If you're not happy, do something about it. Don't take it out on other people. Don't. That's called playing dirty. This guy literally sits and waits. I'm thinking, what in the... no idea. This guy's going to wait until I get in my car. I'm already not feeling good. I could play dirty, right? I wasn't feeling good. I could use an excuse. I wasn't feeling good, really. Get in a car. Slowly drive past. There's another car coming the other way. It's not like he could have did speed demon around me. This guy literally going to flip me off. Point at his car. I don't know what the hey. And they going to flip me off. Mm-mm-mm. Rolled down the window. He had nowhere to go. Rolled down the window. Wouldn't even look at me. It's called playing dirty. Chalk it up. This person must have had a bad day. When they say fight fair. Don't play dirty. Don't be rude either. I think that's another lesson in life. I don't chalk it up just one area, one state, one city, because Lord knows, do a rotation of three states in and out. I have things I have to take care of in another state way out west. And I'll have to say, the society change has not been a positive one. It's not isolated one city, one state. I think, as I said before, everybody needs to get outside, get a little bit more exercise every day. Don't barricade yourself like you're going to hibernation for your entire lifetime. I don't know. I can't figure it out. What's wrong with people? But whatever you do, and you're having a bad day or you're going through a trial and tribulation, don't play dirty. Be fair with your disagreements. And whatever you do, you know, we're all entitled to our emotions. You may be going through a lot. Watch when you take it outside the compounds of the four walls of your home. You know? Strive to be a better person right now at this second. Instead of waiting until tomorrow, change right now. People are a little bit more kind and compassionate to one another. I think, you know, there'd be a lot less problems and disagreements with people, regardless of what your differences and differences are. So, heading home, resting the rest of the day. I need to get myself collected, got some meds to counteract. Horrible side effects. I don't even want to go there. I'm not even going to go there because I don't want to scare people off that, you know, have an opportunity to get a lot of these under experimental pharmaceutical testing and that, with new drugs and that, and I'm not going to go there, you know, because everybody's body responds differently. But, you know, you do what you got to do, like I said before, and you do it in order to keep your head up above water and keep on keeping on, right? Can't keep the strongest woman down. Promise you I'll be back tomorrow. I'm just going to have to take the rest of the day. Take it easy. So everyone, have yourself a very nice evening. You know, do something nice for yourself. You know, don't forget, it's important to sit back and reflect on the day. Most importantly, your emotions. You know, the most respected person or the most respected people in this world are those that have control over themselves, but most importantly, control over their actions. And I'm not saying those kind of people are perfect, because they're not by any means, but they're not afraid to fault themselves either. When they screw up, they own up. You know what I call those people? I call them adults.